You're listening to SBS News.
Sports fans love a deciding game three in a three-game series, and that is exactly the case when the Wallabies in Ireland contest their third and final test in Sydney on Saturday night. The first two tests were tough, tight encounters, with both teams readjusting their lineups because of injuries. Now it has all come down to one game, and Wallabies forward Adam Coleman says the side that makes the fewest mistakes will win the series.
In these test matches, the margin of error is so small, and our discipline really let us down, I think, in game. It showed with the scoreboard. I kicked a lot of penalties. We scored three tries, but you know, still didn't get the win, which is disappointing. So I think if we really clear up that area, our discipline, I think you know, it'll go a long way in the game.
Before Ireland's first test victory in Brisbane earlier this month, Ireland had not won in Australia since 1979. Whoever wins the series will take that confidence into next year's World Cup in Japan. The National Rugby League State of Origin Game 2 is set for Sydney on Sunday at Olympic Stadium, with Queensland boosted by news Billy Slater and Dylan Napa have been declared fit. But most of the pre-game build-up has focused on the Newcastle Knights' talented Kalyn Ponga. He is so highly rated that despite it being Slater's final series with Queensland, the 35-year-old may be moved out to the wing to accommodate Ponga at Slater's usual position of fullback. The 20-year-old Ponga insists he's hoping to learn as much as he can from Slater, as well as add some attacking edge to the Maroons.
I'm just going to get out there and play my sort of like my game. Oh, obviously, I've got the opportunity now to learn off Billy over the next however many days, and I look to do that, but at the end of the day, I'm here to sort of offer what I can do, and that's how I'm going to go about it.
It is not just the men battling it out either. On Friday night, the women will play their first ever State of Origin match at North Sydney Oval. The shield they'll play for was put on show for both captains to see during the week, and both sides had a run on the pitch to get acquainted with the surface after a heavy week of rain. Queensland captain Karina Brown says it's a big moment for women's rugby league.
Absolutely, this is a huge moment for women's rugby league, and it's something that a lot of players and staff before us have really pushed for, and we're always thankful and grateful for what they've done for the game.
The game will be shown live on national television, adding to the moment. In tennis, the build-up to Wimbledon is on in earnest, with plenty of Australians including Nick Kyrgios, Ashley Barty, Samantha Stosur and Daria Gavrilova all looking to find grass court form. Many tournaments are going on, including the main ones in London and Birmingham and at Halle in Germany. In AFL action this weekend, two clubs with byes last weekend, the Greater Western Sydney Giants and the Brisbane Lions, meet. Brisbane has won just once this season, but Jeremy Cameron and the Giants in 10th, but just 6 points from 4th, are wary.
But the challenge is, like every other club that has a bye, is picking yourself up after having a rest, because you actually, you know, you do lose a little bit of rhythm. Us and Brisbane both come off the bye, so it's a huge challenge. It's going to be a huge clash, huge opportunity for us, and both sides no doubt want to kick off the back end of the season in a good manner.
The match is in Brisbane at the Gabba. In Formula One, the French Grand Prix returns to the schedule after 10 years. A revamped circuit at Le Castellet will welcome the teams, faced with taking their first look at the track with no prior knowledge or experience of racing there. Australian Red Bull driver Daniel Ricciardo also has no knowledge of where he'll be driving next year, amid speculation he may move at the end of the season. But with the 28-year-old in the midst of a great season that has already produced two wins, he says he's more focused on driving for his current team.
For sure, the one thing I want to achieve is world champion. And believe it or not, I'm not spending that much time or energy on it, because I know that the bigger task at hand is getting the results. And then theoretically, that should make everything easier.
Ricciardo goes into the French Grand Prix in fourth place in the standings. And finally, in Super Netball this weekend, the Giants take on the reigning champion Lightning in a repeat of last season's grand final. The Adelaide Thunderbirds are out for their first win of the season against the West Coast Fever. State Pride will be on the line between Victoria's Magpies and Vixens, while the Queensland Firebirds and New South Wales Swifts will be looking to remain in the top four. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.